لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون من السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الحسين عليه الصلاة والسلام في يوم عاشوراء: عباد الله، اتقوا الله وكونوا من الدنيا على حذر، فإن الدنيا لو بقيت لأحد وبقي عليها أحد لكانت الأنبياء أحق بالبقاء وأولى بالرضا وأرضى بالقضاء. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and request all of you, let us follow the path of Karbala, path of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. The one who invited the people towards taqwa and piety, to practice the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He advised the people until final moment. On the day of Ashura, there are 5 sermons that are being said, that Imam has delivered 5 sermons during the day. That he has been able to deliver what he has to, as we bear witness for Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam. Ashhadu annaka amarta bil ma'ruf wa nahayta 'anil munkar. He completed his responsibility to deliver the people and make them aware. And in the view of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, we can just understand that how important is advising the people, how important is inviting the people towards the guidance. Imam was in a difficult circumstances, of course, and he was aware of the army. He was aware of many of the circumstances that are going to come to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. But at the same time, Imam felt his responsibility to deliver the messages. In the beginning of the day, when the day of Ashura started, he raised his hands before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted to make his communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Ashura, if we like to see how Imam Hussein became so powerful, and what was the greater power behind Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, that until the final drop of his blood, he was standing on his values. He was standing on his principles. What he said on the day first, he was standing on that. And the bravery of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, that has never been said, unfortunately, because day of Ashura, it becomes a day when most of the time mazlumiyat of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is said. The suppression of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is recited. Maqtal of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is recited. So there are rarely chances where somebody can speak about bravery of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. And his stand, sometimes there are situations that even when we like to recite Maqtal, of course it's a very difficult time for reciter as well, and it's not easy for anybody who can deliver the message. We may say in a situation, or the person is hearing, he hears that Imam was broken down, or he was broke in his physical life, or mentally he was broke. That is not true. It's not true. But until and while he was just sitting alone, nobody had a courage to get close to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. It is said that one of the soldiers comes to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam while he was so injured and did not have ability to move. But when he gets close, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam takes the sword and he gets rid of him. At that moment also, he wanted to say that I will defend myself until the final drop of my blood. I will stand. He was taking that stand. And that was because his dependence and trusting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the beginning of the day, he said, Allahumma anta thiqati fi kulli karbin wa raja'i fi kulli shiddatin. O Allah, you are my trust in any difficulty, and you are only the hope. وَرَجَائِي فِي كُلِّ شِدَّةٍ. In any crucial circumstances, in any distress, you are the only hope. When somebody takes away hopes from this world, even in the night of Ashura, he said to his companions, you like to leave? Please leave. O my Ahlul Bayt, you like to leave, please leave. I would like to teach myself lesson of hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even sometimes he took the fears and concerns from the hearts. Some people, they may think that if we leave at the moment, we will be part of the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will be cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, no, leave. I take responsibility. I take responsibility that on the day of judgment, I will do your shafa'at. Don't be worried about that. Don't be concerned. Any concern that anybody could have, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will guarantee your paradise. Don't worry about that. It's not a matter of paradise. So what Imam wanted to do, that he wanted to have intention of his companion clear, pure, only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even not for paradise. Even not for the fear of the hell. He trained everybody during the night. He trained, and that must be one of the responsibilities of somebody who likes to train. We have to train the people in such a way that their mental level has to go higher and higher. And they have to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. They have to start trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a second, when Imam al-Islam has seen decoration of armed forces from the enemies, at that time he was, of course, son of Amirul Mu'mineen, and he knew about the war, how to go for war, how there has to be declaration of war, how there has to be decoration of war. So he appointed various commanders to the various sides, towards Yameen, to the right side, to the left side, left commander of the armed force, right commander of the armed force, then in the middle armed force. He also gave flags to somebody. And according to our scholars, Imam was completely acting as an Amir, as a leader, as a governor of the government. When he began his journey, at that time also he started acting like that, because he was the one who opposed the government at the time. When somebody opposes the government and does not like to accept an allegiance, then there has to be a system. So what system he believes? Then Imam actually had faith in his own government. He made his government. He acted as a governor. He was giving commandments. Our teacher Ayatullah Jawadi Amuli says that from the beginning of the journey from Medina, he was asking Abbas, "Can you bring my horse?" That shows that Imam was acting like a commander-in-chief, a leader that is giving commands. He's not just acting as an ordinary person. Even on the final day, when he wanted to say farewell, at that time also he felt that if there has to be somebody who can give him assistance. And his sister gave assistance to Imam al-Islam when he wanted to ride. That is why Imam al-Islam was delivering the speeches, and in his speeches also he has spoken about that people have to obey him. So he was asking them to be obedient to Imam, not to be obedient to Yazid. So that also shows that he was making his leadership, and he was demonstrating as a leader of the Muslim Ummah at that time. He said, "Ayyuhan nas, isma'u qawli." That was the time when Imam al-Islam rides on the horse and comes close to the Yazid's army. And he said, "Ayyuhan nas, isma'u qawli. Listen to what I want to say. Wa la ta'jilu hatta a'idhukum. Don't be in hurry before I advise you. Let me advise you. Bima huwa haqqun lakum alayya. What it's right for me that I have to deliver." Isn't that interesting that they have prepared themselves? Imam had taken opportunity of a night. They wanted to attack during the night. And Imam still feels that he has to do what he has to do. He has to deliver. He has to give messages. He has to advise them. "Wait until I can advise you, because that is my right. It is right that I have to give you this message." You can understand the mercy of an Imam. How merciful is an Imam? That even enemies, when he likes to speak with them, he wants to advise them. So, of course, people, they were speaking loudly, and they were in armed forces. Sometimes they were chanting. And Imam said, silent, be quiet, listen to me. And when they started listening, Imam said, Ayyuhan nas, ansibuni, man ana. Oh, people, relate about me, who I am. Thummarji'u ila anfusikum. Then think about yourself. Sometimes we have to think within ourselves. Leave anything else, everything else. What is surrounding, who is around me? Sometimes we have to think about ourselves. Irji'u ila anfusikum wa'atibuha wanzuru hal yahillu lakum intihaki hurmati wa qatli. Think within yourself, that is that allowed for you to kill me and take my hurmat in your hands, take my honor in your hands? Alastu ibna bint nabiyikum. Allahu akbar. Alastu ibnu bint nabiyikum. Don't you know me, that I am son of the daughter of your prophet? Anabnu bint nabiyikum. Wabnu wasiyihi. I am son of the deputy of the prophet. Wabnu ammihi. I am son of cousin of the prophet. Wa awla al-mu'minina billahi. I am son of the one who is the most important amongst mu'minin towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal musaddiq li rasulihi. The one who testified for the prophet, peace be upon him, bima ja'a min 'ind rabbihi. So Imam was actually raising the awareness. What he was doing, if there is anybody who does not know, or maybe came with the ignorance, may have fallen with the propaganda. Of course, there were many propaganda missionaries. Those were working in Sham, in Syria, in Kufa. Many were misled, and he wanted to warn them. And this was responsibility that Imam was feeling on his shoulder. أَوَلَيْسَ حَمْزَةُ سَيِّدُ الشُّهَدَىٰ أَمُّ أَبِي. Allah Akbar. Don't you think that Hamza Sayyidu Shuhada is not my father's uncle? And then he said, did not you hear those ahadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him? As Prophet said, هَادَانِ سَيِّدَا شَبَابِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Did not you hear about me? The Prophet has said that these two, Hassan and Hussein, are chief of the youth in the paradise. After this sermon, again, it comes to the time that they prepared for the war. And they started laughing, chanting slogans, saying different types of words. After all these advices, when they got prepared, again Imam felt that I have to go back. I have to advise them again. And when Imam wanted to speak with them, at that time they did not like to listen. Somebody just refused to listen to him. And they keep talking to one another. Then Imam shouted on them. He said, وَيْلَكُمْ مَا عَلَيْكُمْ أَن تَنْسِتُوا إِلَيَّ. What has happened to you? Why don't you pay attention to me? فَتَسْمَعُوا قَوْلِي. Listen to me what I'm saying. وَإِنَّمَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَى سَبِيلِ الرَّشَادِ. I would like to guide you. I am here to guide you. So now you can think that why Imam alayhi salatu wasalam did not come with the armed forces. The change that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam brought without armed forces, that could not happen with armed forces. He could not advise. He could not invite them towards the right path. He was advising because he came into the situation that he is not pretending that he has armed force and he likes to fight. He wanted to make a change in the hearts. He wanted to inspire the people. إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوكُمْ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ الرَّشَادِ فَمَنْ أَطَاعَنِي كَانَ مِنَ الْمُرْشَدِينَ وَمَنْ عَصَانِي كَانَ مِنَ الْمُهْلِكِينَ If somebody become obedient, then he has been guided. And if somebody is not going to obey me, in that situation he's going to be destroyed. كَانَ مِنَ الْمُهْلِكِينَ On the day of judgment, he will face wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Imam said that, at that time everybody got silent. So this is power of the speech of an Imam, an infallible personality, on the day of Ashura, remaining alone, surrounded by the armed forces. But he made them be quiet, silent. And then he said, تَبَّنْ لَكُمْ أَيَّتُهَا الْجَمَاعَةُ وَتَرْحًا And those phrases, you can imagine that if somebody is surrounded and there are armed forces, those who are enemies, 30,000, more than 30,000 armed forces are standing and then saying to them, May Allah curse upon you, O the group of people. May Allah send wrath upon you. Speaking with this language, it's not possible if it was not Imam Hussein or son of Amirul Mu'mineen. That is what Imam al-Islam, he started speaking. He said that you are the people, those who invited us, that we can help you. We came to help you, but today you are standing against us. What happened to you that you are standing with your enemies today, standing against your friends today? And then Imam said, the arms that you are taking in your hands, the weapon that you are taking in your hands, we are the people, those who have taught you that how you can take those weapons. Who you are a son of the slaves. You did not have any honor, and we gave you honor. So you see how Imam is introducing, how he's inspiring, how he's raising awareness within the people. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to follow the guidance of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, especially to listen and read those sermons of Aba Abdullah and follow the path of Sayyid al-Shuhada. May Allah give us opportunity to practice the piety, to follow the advices of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد اللهم صل على اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب اللهم صل وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين فاطمة الزهراء وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي عطار البدع والطغيان اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه أما بعد فقال مولانا أبا عبد الله الحسين عباد الله اتقوا الله The final sermon that is narrated on the day of Ashura, it was just before the martyrdom. That sermon is narrated just before the martyrdom, that after that Imam did not have chance to speak with anybody. Those were the phrases that Imam said, عباد الله اتقوا الله. O servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. اتقوا الله وكونوا من الدنيا على حذر. Be conscious about this world. Have fear when you like to deal with this world. فَإِنَّ الدُّنْيَا لَوْ بَقِيَتْ لِأَحَدٍ وَبَقِيَ عَلَيْهَا أَحَدٌ If this world would have been loyal to anybody, and if anybody had that right to live in this world, لَكَانَتِ الْأَنْبِيَا أَحَقُّ بِهَا Then prophets had more rights to live in this world. They would have been given this chance to live in this world. This world is not to live. وَأَوْلَى بِالرِّضَى Because they had pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would have been given that allowance that they can live in this world. وَأَرْضَى بِالْقَضَى And this world would have been their destiny to live in this world. Then Imam warned, and those phrases remain today in the history for us, that we can learn. غير أن الله خلق الدنيا للبلاء. You must understand that Allah created this world for trial, to put us into the trials. وخلق أهلها للفناء. And He created the people in this world to depart from this world. It is not to live; it is to depart from this world. فجديدها بال. وَنَعِيمُهَا مُضْمَحِلٌ If anything new in this world, that is for the test of the people. It is for the trial of the people. And all the blessings are going to be destroyed. Oh, brothers and sisters, this is the one who is close to his martyrdom. In the final moments when he speaks with the people, he warns the people about the world and make them conscious about this world. Who we are completely engaged in this world. Imam Hussein wants to take us out from this world, giving his blood, sacrificing it was for us, that we can understand. He knew about this world. He knew the reality of this world. That is why he has been able to sacrifice everything. At the time when he gave Ali Asghar, the time which was very difficult time. At that time, Imam says, at this moment, I am with the complete conviction that I can easily leave this world. I can easily leave this world. You know, when you give your final sacrifice, and there is nothing remaining, and you start saying Bismillah wa billahi wa fi sabilillahi wa ala millati rasulillah, This is Hussein. This ma'rifat is required for the follower of Abu Abdullah, that they should stay on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they like to sacrifice, that sacrifice has to be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it has to be after completing all the responsibilities that are on shoulder. When you become completely satisfied that you are giving yourself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is Abu Abdullah al-Hussein. Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with a pain that is a blessing pain. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, keep this pain until the day of judgment. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us many opportunities during these 10 days. And on the day of Ashura, especially at the midday of Ashura, all those opportunities that we had, if anybody had a drop of tear in his eyes, all the sins are already forgiven. Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam have opened the hospitals for the people, those who become sick, diseaseful during the year, then they come into the hospital of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein to have a complete cure, a complete health, a satisfaction, in order to continue on our journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to thank my dear scholars and respected, honorable ulama, those who delivered the speeches, inspired the people, and they have tried to complete their responsibilities during these 10 days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them best of the rewards. I would also like to thank organizers, brothers and sisters in the board, all the brothers and sisters, those who were helping with the board members, and all the committees, volunteers, our cleaning crew, our kitchen crew, all of them, those who were giving their services for the sake of Abu Abdullah. May Imam Zaman accept their services. This center is really a blessing. And it's not only my voice, because I am resident alim in this center, but that is voice of everyone and anyone who comes to the center. When they want to leave this center, they say this center is a blessing. And this blessing, it's because of your sincerities. It's because of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because of a special eyes of Imam Zaman. It's because this center is connected with the source of the blessing today. It's because of that connection of the Vilayat. This center, it produces during these days, sometime during the month of Ramadan, sometime during the Muharram and Safar, and in rest of the year as well. It keeps guiding continuously to the people. And oh, brothers and sisters, if anybody volunteers in this center, they need to feel honor, because this is an honor. If we give the services, we feel honor to be in the center where we see the people, those who work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with yaqeen, and they follow the path of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. One of the great blessings of this center is being multicultural, providing services to all the communities. And everybody who comes to this center, he feels they are owner of the center. And we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. That we sit together from various ethnicities, from various colors. We sit together with one name, with one slogan, under one flag. And this unity is really important. This unity, it is because of our inspiration by the same source, because of our belief and faith into the same ideology, and let us promote that unity. Let us bring in people that they can realize this unity. We are all messengers of Abba Abdullah, and the message that we learn, we need to promote that. We need to deliver that. When you hear something during these 10 days, it becomes your responsibility that whatever you have learned, now you have to deliver. Because zakatul ilme nashruhu. It's not only responsibility of the scholars that they have to deliver. It is responsibility of every and each one of you that when you listen something, learn something, then you deliver to the other people as well. And that is what we can see in Karbala. When you see sometimes Habib ibn Mazahir advises, sometimes Zuhair ibn Qain advises. It was not only Imam Hussein who was advising people. These companions, everyone felt his responsibility to go and deliver the message. And if group comes like that, they get together, then they can achieve anything and everything they want to do. And the victory of Imam Hussein, it was because of him being devoted and his companions being devoted. He had those devoted companions that he said that inni la ara ashaban ka ashabi. I have not seen companions like my companions in the past history. So he made a history. Today and yesterday, whole world has become like a world of Hussein. This is victory of Imam Hussein. This is victory of Imam Hussein. That it's not Husseinia, it's not Aza Khana, it's not only a masjid, but everything seems to be Husseini. He made a world of Hussein. That millions of people, they saluted on his shrine. They paid guard of honor for Abba Abdullah. People, those who have been more than any Hajj that has taken place in the history, that they gave guard of honor to Abba Abdullah al-Hussein, and that must open the eyes of all the oppressors of the world. That they must know that in any time they will come against Husseini and Husseiniyat, they will face the same consequences, that Hussein is going to be alive every time. And he is going to take control of the hearts of people, and this world is going to be filled with Husseiniyat in the future.
Husseiniyat
Zindabad.
Husseiniyat
Zindabad.
Husseiniyat
Zindabad.
Labbaik ya Hussein.
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 And it is guaranteed by the blood of Abba Abdullah that future is going to be future of Hussein. This future is belong to Imam Hussein. And all the oppressors, they must know a day is going to come. Son of Abba Abdullah al-Hussein is going to fill this world with the justice. And justice will be served. And oppressors are going to stand in the court of the justice. A just authority is waiting for the time. He is the fruit of Karbala. He is fruit of Ashura. But, oh, brothers and sisters, let us complete our responsibilities. Today, we have responsibility that we need to protect that message, the message that was delivered with the difficult circumstances. It is 11th of Muharram, and Ashura has passed. Don't think that tragedy of Karbala has completed. 11th of Muharram was another tragedy. This was the day of one of the greatest tragedy in this world. Yes, sacrifices of men, it was easy. Ahlul Bayt were brave. They were ready to sacrifice any time. They were ready to sacrifice. And they had a wish to sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But think about the day of 11th of Muharram. A day when the hands of ladies, Zainab and Umm Kulthum, were being tied. They became arrested. A lady that nobody had seen image of Zainab in the past. That the day when she wanted to enter the Kufa, Amirul Mu'mineen made a special arrangement for Zainab and Umm Kulthum to enter in the city of Kufa. He blocked everything in the city and he said that a circumstances has to be made that nobody can see image of my daughters. But what happened after the day of Ashura when Shamer had taken the chadr of Zainab salamullahi alayha, and how she was taken as a captive towards Kufa and Syria. The reason that our fourth Imam, he was crying in all his life, it was not only because of martyrdom, although that was also a pain of Aba Abdullah, but his pain was after the day of Ashura, when he had seen his aunties, his sisters, without the chadars, and people, they were sometime naming them, sometime calling them with the name. That was one of the most important pains of Imam Sajjad, that he could not bear that pain, and he was crying in all his life. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر الأهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعفو عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره اللهم طول عمر ولي أمرنا ومراجعنا وحوزاتنا العلمية اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.